The opinions on this show are ours and ours alone.
All information is for entertainment purposes only.
This content is meant for mature audiences.
So press start and come join our game.
Welcome back to another episode of Waiting for Players. I'm Adam.
I'm Adam.
I'm John.
And we're Peterless this week.
We are absolutely Peterless.
Well, I have a Peter, but we don't have the Peter.
I do too, but yeah.
I mean.
And today we are playing Who's Your Daddy?
I know who my daddy is. So I got a black screen.
First off, can I just say I'm your daddy? It's because I get a head start.
Yeah.
Well, this is horseshit.
So you gotta try to kill yourself, jump. Adam.
How about just hopping out of my crib? Hey, get away from me, old man. I ain't got time for your bullshit.
Step on the baby.
And as always, we've got Josh over there, who's probably gonna have to be a little more vocal this time since we're missing Peter.
That never is a problem for me.
Oh, yeah, I know.
All right. I'm pretty loud. Hop over the railing.
You are creepy, my friend. That is definitely not my spot.
Adam, your goal, eat batteries, drink bleach, toilet water, drown yourself, electrocute yourself, find a knife and stab it into a socket.
Yeah.
All kinds of things.
There's lots of ways for the baby to kill itself in this game. Right. So,
get the fuck away from me, John.
You guys all updated to Windows 10 yet? God.
Fuck no.
Yes.
I'm not about that life.
It sucks.
Why does this lamp not have a power outlet? Power socket coming to the...
You know, exactly what happened to this lady happened to me, but except I didn't have the massive problems.
All right, that lamp doesn't have a power cable, and that's horseshit.
What were some of the problems she had? Because I just saw that she sued them. Fuck out of here
with that table shit, John.
She tried to revert back. And was unable to...
I smashed myself through the glass.
We're burying the lead. A lady in, I think, California, sued Microsoft and successfully won a $10,000 settlement.
John, we're trying to fuck the baby.
Because she... I lost my train of thought.
Because she got upgraded to Windows 10 without her consent or whatever, yeah.
All right.
And,
which happens to a bunch of people, happened to a bunch of people already.
Yeah, it happened to me. But unlike her, I was able... All my files transferred over properly, whereas hers didn't. And so she ended up having to buy a new machine.
Oh, okay.
Like a completely new machine. And also, she had no say in it. And it didn't... Her rights were violated by their terms of use.
Yeah.
So she got
Was there data loss involved too?
Yeah. Is that part of the reason? Yeah. You know, part of her I don't know, income was based on the
Gotcha. Well, yeah, I mean, if you run like a home business or something on your computer, that shit's pretty important then.
So. Well, and there's no way that she wouldn't have won anything if she didn't have any sort of monetary loss. Like if it was just a bunch of personal pictures and shit like that. Microsoft would have been like, well, that sucks, but, I want to drink this. I want to drink it.
Keep going. It's not going to kill you right away.
I drank two of them.
Why is the dad on the floor with you?
Because he's creepy. He's trying to fuck the baby. We're trying to fuck the baby, John.
It is unfortunate, but it is nice that they did get a, you notice how your vision's changing.
Yes, I did. Whoa, what are you doing to the pisser?
She did get some kind of reparations out of it,
yeah,
which is nice.
It is good. And do you think it'll make Microsoft change anything with how they...
Man, it's a drop in the bucket.
Yeah.
It's not going to matter
right.
to them.
They don't care.
But what is
Unless
gonna,
it's the bad press, like that could affect it.
What is going to start to matter, though, is that... they're coming up on their 1 year, and this is their hard 1 year of not having to pay for Windows 10.
Yeah.
So there might be...
Right.
There might be some actual ramifications to this in the near future. Like, I might have to actually pull the trigger and update my laptop.
Right.
Because I've been delaying that shit every 3 days. The farthest out you can go is 3 days.
Baby wins! I died because of poison. You're a terrible father.
Well. I don't know. I don't really use Windows too often, but we run Windows 10 out here in the studio.
Yeah, and it seems to work fine out here for us.
Yeah, I haven't had any issues with it personally.
Yeah, but we don't, again...
I completely get the, like, updating without your knowledge and shit. That's bullshit, so... I remember seeing this one...
Hey, there's the baby.
I remember seeing this one GIF on Reddit that was, like, this guy in the middle of a CSGO game. All of a sudden, it just turned blue and said, we're now updating to Windows 10, you know, right in the middle of the fucking game.
I've had that happen in the middle of... What was I playing? Rocket League at the time. I know that happened to John as well, yeah.
But... And it started installing it?
Yeah, and I literally just turned off my computer with the fucking power button.
That's never good.
It was that or upgrade to Windows 10, and my roommate was just like, who works in tech, was just like, I don't think so, baby.
Yeah, I don't know. They were kind of clever with me. They waited until I was asleep.
Yeah, you can't do anything about it.
They were real tricky about it.
Have you had issues with it, though, on your computer?
I think the issues that I have are caused by myself. Like if I leave my computer too long, like, on and doing something...
I even threw a lamp at you.
Run into, like, screen tearing. But I think it's my fault because I have a few not necessarily legal programs on my computer. So, you know, whatever.
Everybody has some... few programs running in the background that they probably don't need.
but I mean, moving on to the lighter side of things, looks like Tesla made a deal with China for a $9 billion factory for Tesla Motors.
Wow.
Yeah, that's bigger than the $5.5 billion deal that Disney did with China to build their new theme park in Shanghai.
Damn. Tesla's definitely growing.
Yeah, well, what's funny is earlier this year Elon Musk said, you know, we're gonna build a factory in China somewhere in like mid-June. Maybe like look for an announcement then. And it's the 26th or 27th of June.
Yeah.
So yeah, he was off by a week. But the way this works with China is...
How long do I have to keep this baby alive till it's an adult and moves out of my fucking house?
There's a timer. That's normally how it works with kids, though. There's also the thing with these deals in China is that Elon Musk put up half, and then they responded with half.
Oh, okay.
So that's kind of why it's, like, such an important investment, because it's moving the industry forward on a greater scale, and it's, like, some form of cooperation, which I think is kind of interesting. I mean, China's fastly becoming the biggest superpower, so
yeah.
it's actually kind of forward thinking of Musk to be like, yeah, we're putting a factory in China.
Yeah, none of this.
I think it's interesting.
This article says that the assembly plant would include a theme park.
Yeah.
That's weird.
It's going to be huge. It's going to be huge, dude, and it's going to employ like 300,000 people.
Hey, quit drinking those chemicals, baby.
And that's more than just,
you're a terrible baby.
Well, if the end result, causes Tesla cars to come down even further in price, then I'm good with that.
Ain't nothing in there, baby.
Yeah, I'm good with it, too. I also tend to think
you're
that...
You're a little great looking.
Or at the very least, breed more competition between the other car manufacturers.
That's the one that I think is the most important.
Hey, how'd you get up there, baby?
Is that, like, it's furthering competition. Now, a lot of people...
What the fuck's
like,
back here, baby?
Especially people that are, like, big Trump supporters are going to be like, they took our jobs! But, you know, to be honest, this is the capitalism that your Republican sanctions allowed, so shut the fuck up. Sorry.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's just the way it works now.
Fuck, how did you get out to the garage?
I'm politicking.
You'd have to change a lot to change that, though.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, Bernie.
Daddy wins. Ha! You're a terrible baby. Terrible parent. I'm clearly the best.
Moving on beyond that, do you remember last week when we talked about, when Peter actually found this story, but we talked about the...
G2A?
The G2A, and how it's a shady, shady fucking thing. This week, the developer Rage Squid said, I'd rather you torrent my game than go through developers or go through second-party shitty sellers like G2A. And that's interesting, because this isn't the first time that like, developers have, like, gone to the pirate world and been like, hey, it's fine. He's like, he said the most important thing about the game is that someone sees it and plays it.
Yeah, that's the attitude you should have. But you also do need to make money on it, too, so...
Yeah, but I think there is some level of validation there that, like, you know, he's kind of got a point. Like, it should just be... He'd rather, instead of... Because no one gets any money in either regards. Like, everybody... Like, the developer's fucked on both sides.
Right, exactly.
So he'd rather someone else didn't get fucked because of some shiesty fucking deal.
he'd rather somebody play the game for free than
than nobody play it.
These people just get money, get paid for all these counterfeit keys that they didn't do anything but steal shit, you know, and resell it.
Absolutely. Which I think is, and that's a bold stance to take, man. I think I still think it's it's valid.
Yeah, for sure. It's more important to him that the game gets played and gets out there.
Oh, I drank a couple gallons of paint, John. What you gonna do?
I drank a couple gallons. Didn't kill me.
You're a tougher baby.
But
can I suck on this exhaust pipe?
I don't know. I'd be interested to see what Peter thought about this. This particular stance.
Right.
Because, I mean, it is kind of a... It does raise a good question. Let's see. The guy's name that basically made this statement is Lex DeCrow, and he's founder of Rage Squid. And he said, I'm a game developer with a game on Steam, and please just torrent my game instead of supporting shady resellers. I'll even give you the download link. I understand people aren't always able or willing to pay full price for a game, but seeing people play my game is the most important thing to me. Just torrent it instead of putting money in the wrong hands. I think that's awesome. That's pretty bold.
That's
statement.
Perfect. Yeah. He just realizes that, hey, no one's buying it, but I want you to play it, so fucking play it.
And then he says, we feel this way, and he's speaking for the entire development team. He says, we feel this way for a couple reasons. The first is that we make games to entertain people. We want to see people play what we made, and we want to see them have a good time. That's why we don't mind if people pirate our game, especially if the alternative is that they would never play the game at all.
Big wins, I cook myself.
We believe that piracy isn't all bad. If someone pirated the game, likes it, and tells their friends, the game is great, you should try it, those friends who might have never heard of the game might play it and perhaps even buy it. That's good enough for us. That's word of mouth, and that is incomprehensibly important. There's nothing that sells or markets your game like word of mouth. Or movie,
yeah,
or comic,
absolutely,
or whatever.
For sure. Anything. Because you're always going to take the word of your friend that played it or
hey,
whatever.
Maybe a toaster.
Over.
I wonder, Adam, did you ever go see Batman v Superman?
I mean,
not after I heard about it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hey, open the washer and the dryer for you, baby. I don't like having kids, so you should do something about this.
I mean, you know,
this.
Just to recap for last week, this is coming off of Tiny Build losing
$450,000
in revenue from G2A. Now, G2A, like a third-party reseller like this, what they do is they just buy codes. Or they just get codes for games and they just sell them on their own.
Hey, baby's going outside. What's out here?
They just sell the codes to you. They don't sell you, like, the physical copy of the game.
Come on, let's go swimming. Woo! Come here, baby.
And I'd imagine if these are counterfeit ones, and sometimes they're not going to work, too, for the person that bought them.
Sure. Yeah.
So
if it's cracked like that, yeah, sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely.
You're at the bottom of the pool.
Oh, no. My child accidentally drowned in the pool. Whatever will I do but live my life without children? Sorry, continue.
Pretty salty night tonight. Really what we're getting at.
It must be because we're missing Peter.
We got to make up for that.
I mean, you're having a dude that never wants children play a game about saving the baby. I'm just not interested.
Well, Valve is interested in because they're not only selling this game like hotcakes, but they're also like supporting it and allowing for more games to be made like it. I don't know. It's a pretty popular game. Valve is actually also facing a lawsuit over video game gambling. You guys are like the Steam sale is like far and abroad out there right now. Like,
right.
It's going on until the 4th.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You get special.
Already spent money.
You get special little cards and stuff for just doing your queue, and you get other stuff for just playing Steam games, and those are being used as antis in online gambling.
Yeah.
It's creating a market.
Do you do that? Do you go through your queue and get all the trading cards?
Yeah,
that you
but
can?
Not because I care, just
well,
because
yeah.
I think it's funny. Well, also, you get exposed to like 36 new games.
Oh yeah, no, I like going through the queue just for that reason. Mm-hmm. But
wait, you get
really...
new games for doing those cards?
No, you get to see new games.
Oh, like so you see deals that you wouldn't normally see because of those cards?
Yeah.
Oh shit! I need to start paying attention to that. The pool's kind of broken. You make a beeline for the pool, and you can't pick the baby up out of the pool.
The only thing you have to do is stand there at the door and go close, which is...
So this is just because they're using the cards in gambling?
It's not just that. Michael John McLeod, a Fairfield, Connecticut man, has been gambling on CSGO loot since 2014. He filed a lawsuit Thursday in the U.S. District Court in Connecticut alleging that Valve violated gambling laws and engaged in racketeering with a handful of offshore gambling companies. McLeod is asking for a class action status of the suit, which, if granted, could extend widely. The complaint was first reported by Polygon and doesn't give any specific request for damages and doesn't spell out exactly how much money he lost betting on the site. So what he did was he put up his CSGO loot and then lost. And now he's mad.
Yeah, of course.
So skin gambling websites are super huge with the CSGO community.
What is a skin gambling for those that are unaware?
Because like, I have so you no get idea. Skins like me, for your guns.
Okay. And hey, how the fuck did you get out of the...
So you gamble to win skins, or you gamble with the skins that you've unlocked?
So you unlock skins by... So you get crates when you play. And then for real money,
what are you doing?
You can unlock crates. And out of those crates, you get skins of random rarity. So I sold a skin on Steam for... Now, this is the legal way, through the Steam market.
That's supported.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's, like, legit. And I sold it for the maximum. I got, like, my end dollar amount was, like, $430-something dollars for the knife I got. Yeah, because knife skins are crazy popular. And but there's websites where you can take your skins, and then everybody gambles. And while you're gambling, you can put all your skins into a pool with other people, as many as you want. And depending on the total dollar value of the current marketplace for those skins, you can you get a percentage chance of winning, basically.
Mm.
And then if you win, you get all of the skins. So some people have put in like a couple dollar skins and then won the whole thing. Whereas other people, you know, will put in $200 worth of skins, $400, sometimes $1,000, and lose still. And so it's probably what happened to this guy is... Ooh, num-nums.
Just he lost a ton of money.
Oh, it's a laser pointer. Nobody cares.
Yeah, John, you lost your train of thought there.
Sorry, I got a laser pointer. I'm trying to blind daddy.
Right in the eye.
You know, if I could put you in the blender, I would, but I can't.
That was dark.
Raylan wanted to comment on the story about the pirating games. She says, that's how games should be made. That's why you make games. It's so that they can be played and enjoyed. And we agree.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, drink the bleach. I don't give a fuck.
We'd be curious to find out what Peter thinks of it.
So. I'll close the baby in there with the
maybe
chemicals.
Maybe we'll ask him about it when he comes back. Not today.
Yeah,
drown yourself in the
toilet. So I didn't get a chance to watch this video earlier because we were having some computer problems.
Yeah.
Oh God, this Russian one.
Yeah, it's Russia Today. You remember Russia Today? Yeah. We used to watch Russia Today a lot for that Adam. What's his name, guy?
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. I can't remember his last name.
It's not Kovic, but it's Adam Savage. No, because that's from MythBusters.
Yeah.
Hurry up and die, baby. No one cares. Jump.
But
it was the man against Adam or something
Adam
like that.
Adam versus the man.
Yeah.
But yeah, Russia Today is just an independent news site. There's nothing wrong with them. They just tend to
campy, man.
Well, that particular video is campy, but they tend to swing more left than right, you know, in their news reporting. And I tend to like them. They're a lot like Al Jazeera, where they're just an independent news company.
Yeah.
But there was a big win for net neutrality this week, and it kind of flew under everybody's radar. So earlier, earlier this year, the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, declared that just like water, just like electricity, broadband internet is a utility. And so, what did internet service providers do? What did AT&T, Verizon, Comcast, Time Warner do? They banded together and threw out an appeal to the Court of Appeals. Well, this last weekend, the Court of Appeals upheld the FCC's declaration that broadband internet is a utility.
Good.
Fuck yeah, good.
Fuck yeah, definitely.
Everybody should have access to the internet.
Yeah. Especially in a developed country. I can understand if you can't get broadband internet out to the Sahara.
Right.
You could with a Google Loon.
Yeah, exactly. But that's what I'm saying. Like, it should be a utility. And for this to be upheld, and then nobody really – like, I had to dig through – like an Occupy subreddit to find this story.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was just like, yeah, we're just going to uphold the decision. So what this means for you know, the legal system in the United States is if they wanted recourse, if Comcast and Time Warner want recourse, they have to take it up to a higher court. So right now, since this is just the Court of Appeals, the next one I think is going to be Superior Court, or the Court of Appeals leads to the Supreme Court. It's one of the two. But yeah, that's their only recourse. And since the Supreme Court isn't in session anymore this year, I think it'd be interesting. Well, maybe
Wait,
they are.
What? They took the last 6 months of the year off?
No, I mean, right now in this year. I think they already did their session.
Yeah.
Just like, man, that's how Congress works. The Washington State Legislature won't be back in session until, like, the beginning of next year.
Mm.
That's why, like, everything that happens in the United States, every big shakeup, like, they're going to shut down the government for a couple days. It has to happen before the budget's balanced, which has to happen in the session. There's no one fucking there, then nothing's gonna happen.
Right.
Well, that's how sessions work in government. I don't know the Supreme Court's one.
It just seems silly that they, you know, once they're done. They don't, work all year.
Well, there's something like 250 cases put before the Supreme Court, and I think they only see 70.
I thought it was less than that. I thought it was like 15 or 20.
I think it's 70. But it's more than the teens, but it's less than 100.
Okay.
And so, yeah, it was just refreshing to see that net neutrality is still out there and is still a thing, and it's going to take them even more hoops and more money to jump through to get a ruling in their favor.
Yeah.
And the Supreme Court rarely overturns a ruling that's happened two levels down. I mean, that could not necessarily be true, but
it could happen, but
there's precedent, and what the Supreme Court would then do would be overturning the precedent. So I don't know, but it's there's still hope for a free and neutral internet, and I hope that continues.
It's not controlled by like three companies.
Yeah.
Finally get they bumped up my speed last year, like when some other shit was going on. So hopefully they give me a nice little speed bump again.
They might. That might also be because like fiber optic is becoming more and more widespread.
It is. I see the CenturyLink trucks driving around a lot, but yep. Still not available here yet.
Yep, they've been coming through Federal Way a bunch. I know that it's going to happen. And what that does is it really just scares the shit out of the internet providers that you already have.
Right.
Like Comcast is going to make any kind of concession to keep you as a customer.
Yeah, for sure. And they can go a lot faster. They just don't.
come on, dude. Yeah. Internet speed is the best kept fucking or worst kept secret in the fucking United States. It's ridiculous. We have one more story to get through. Netflix may be introducing offline video viewing later this year. Now you might think, well, what's the point of that? They already have that. It's called their DVD service, and this is different. This would be more akin to YouTube Red. So what it would mean is they don't offer downloads, but they might begin to. They might begin to license downloads.
Yeah.
Which, it could be good. I don't know, man. Netflix has rarely done me wrong.
Yeah.
Netflix
is definitely worth having, for sure.
The only time I ever get frustrated with Netflix is when they have when they don't have something that I want them to, but in reality, it's like it hasn't been enough time for them to get that property yet.
Yeah, but when it comes to the things that we like the Disney stuff and the Marvel stuff.
They're on top of it, yeah.
They've been getting it faster and faster every year. Season 3 of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is already on Netflix. But that's regardless. They are raising their prices, at least in our area, up to $10.99 a month at the end of this month. But that being said, it's still worth it. It's still, like, everything that we get out of that is still worth it. And they're going to start pushing out 4K streaming soon.
They already do.
Oh, they're gonna do that. They do that now.
You just have to have the $11.99 plan, whatever the highest tier plan is, to get UHD streaming.
You know, I don't have anything that can stream in 4K, so I'm gonna not worry about it that much.
I do, and I did.
Fair enough. It's nice. Yeah,
I believe it is. Daredevil in 4K is awesome. So
I watched it in 1080. It was still pretty badass.
I mean, it is important to note that Comcast and Amazon already provide offline viewing of stuff. So this is actually just them kind of playing catch up to their competitors.
But right.
In all honesty, I still only consider the closest competitor to Netflix to be Hulu.
Oh,
I don't think. I mean, Amazon Video is real nice, and there are things on there that Netflix doesn't have. But I'm still going to be a staunch Netflix supporter forever.
Oh, Netflix, yeah, far better than Amazon Video. But it's getting there. They're trying. So Amazon Video is better for some of the movies.
Oh, yeah. And then earlier this year, Netflix CEO Reed Hastings claimed he was open to downloads, but the company itself is keeping quiet. He said, "While our focus remains on delivering a great streaming service, we are always exploring ways to make the service better. We don't have anything to add at this time."
So what do they mean by downloads? Because if you're watching it offline, like, you've had to have downloaded it anyway into a cache or something.
That's what they mean. That's not available now.
So, oh, okay.
You can't do that now, but you can do that on Amazon Video and you can do that on Comcast.
Right. So that's what they mean when they're starting it.
Yeah. Okay. The best way I can describe it is they're just going to do what YouTube Red is doing.
Yeah.
And to be honest, that's not a bad move. It's where the industry's going.
Mm-hmm.
That's it for news.
Okay. I mean, I don't know. I'm kind of okay with anything Netflix does because they're such a large provider of content. To a point, yes. They're not super current on everything. But at the end of the day, I can always find something to watch on Netflix. Like, it may take me a few minutes to find something, but there's always something to watch, and that's why I pay for Netflix. I'm not paying for Hulu because, you know, they don't have a bunch of...
taking the pussy way out on, baby.
I'm just saying, the level's broken.
I've never actually used Hulu. From what I understand, it's good if you watch a lot of current TV shows.
Yeah, because they have next day stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, that is really nice. I mean, that is one thing Netflix doesn't have.
If you watch a lot of TV in general, but you still want to, like, get rid of cable, then you would want to, like, Hulu.
Right, because you can still watch your stuff as it comes out and not have to pay for your HBO and your Basic and your Showtime. No, I get it. That makes sense. I hope Netflix kills cable TV. I hope that's what happens.
It will eventually. It's going that way. Not necessarily just Netflix, but probably mostly Netflix.
Yeah. Well, I understand that there will be niche groups that Netflix can't cover. That's where you see, like, Hulu, HBO. HBO Go, and that's where you see those more specialized streaming services. But I really feel like Netflix is going to be your basic cable. You know?
Well, that is the ground that Comcast, Verizon, and Time Warner are standing on when they come to these net neutrality arguments.
Yeah. Mm.
Net neutrality, you're destroying our customer base.
Right.
Well, be better customer service representatives.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like,
the way I look at net neutrality is, Comcast, you're not allowed to pay more money to get better speeds for your internet. You know, everybody gets the same amount.
Well,
I mean, there are many, many other things to net neutrality. That is one aspect of it, and I understand.
Like, everybody should get at least a certain level of speed.
I think everybody should be on the same amount of speed, and it should be what you provide depends on how well you do.
I can see them coming with a fair counter-argument from a business perspective on that, though.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm sure that this will be tied up in courts for a while.
I'm all for net neutrality, but...
But from a business standpoint, I see what you're saying. Absolutely.
Raylan is asking if Netflix will ever turn out to be a hoe and go to commercials.
I don't see it because I pay monthly.
You do that for Hulu.
To be honest, I wouldn't be surprised if they did at some point.
I see Netflix taking, I don't know, Netflix has always kind of been the groundbreaker. I could be wrong here. But they're not going to put commercials in the middle of their shows. If Netflix does commercials, I bet I'd be willing to put money on the fact that they do it either at the very beginning or at the very end. Kind of like YouTube does. Here's a 15-second clip.
YouTube does them in the middle.
But as
all
this,
really?
All the time.
Yeah. That is news to me.
In the middle, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
They're annoying as shit.
Especially because they don't take into regard the content you're watching.
Yeah, it just breaks it.
It just breaks it abruptly, yeah.
That's rude.
Like, TV, you know, to its credit, they plan for that.
Yeah,
you know?
Right. Like, it's pretty obvious when a TV show has a cut.
Yeah.
I don't know. I could see in the future at some point with, you know, Netflix getting more content, more Ultra HD content. Like, the infrastructure is going to cost more. So it's going to come down to them either adding ads into the videos or before the videos or raising the subscription price.
which they're more inclined to raise the subscription price because they continue to add new content, so they're not seeing any backlash.
To a point, but there would be a ceiling at some point, you know.
It has to be, probably.
Like, are you willing to pay $20 a month for Netflix?
When do you...
15. I'd cut it at 15.
That's what I was going to ask, is when do you draw the line?
And right. I would pay, because 15 right now would be double as to what they're charging.
But would you, if it was 15, then would you rather pay 10 and have an ad before each video?
No, I'd still be willing to pay 15 and not have the ad.
The secret to killing yourself in the oven is you have to turn the oven on before you get in.
John, turn the oven on for me. I don't want to be a baby.
And that's all, because that's always a possibility, too, for the streaming kind of model. Like, they could offer a tiered system where... you either pay less and see ads, or pay more and don't.
That's what Raylan's saying. She'd say I'd pay a higher subscription to avoid commercials.
Yeah,
I would as well, especially with something like Netflix. Maybe not with HBO Go, because I watch HBO Go twice a week.
Well, HBO already doesn't have commercials in their stuff anyway.
Yeah, well, neither does Netflix. I'm just saying.
Like, no, but like that's been a thing at HBO for like 25 years.
I guess HBO is a bad example there.
They play like commercials for their own shows.
Yep. Right. Yeah. Or like, before. Watch this weekend. Like, we got a whole movie weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no legacy of no commercials. Like Hulu started with the legacy of ads. Netflix started with the legacy of no ads, so you'd expect.
And well, Hulu did the same thing too, right? They have a higher tier that you can pay and not watch ads. I think.
Yes, Hulu, I believe. Yeah. Hulu does,
that was late. That didn't happen until like two, 3 years ago. Yeah.
How much do you, off the top of your head, do you know how much more it is for the non-added version of Hulu?
No, I don't.
I'd imagine it's probably only a couple bucks, 3 or 4. John, what are you doing, crazy baby? You're hiding in my trophy room? Yeah, you are. Oh, I can't get out to the yard that way, you son of a bitch.
That was a decent discussion about Netflix. Let's get into your game, Adam. Not to direct it too much or run your life if Mike is listening.
No, baby in the pool.
But
I can't
do. I'm just
do
waiting for my
dick
about
tablet this
to open back up here.
I'm just gonna drown with you, baby. So, I'm gonna drown with you.
You guys, if you're watching on Twitch, you guys have been watching.
Come on, let's drown each other.
John and Adam play Who's Your Daddy this whole time.
Oh, you are there any other levels?
I don't know. You would have to go.
You have to go back to the main menu.
Yeah, dude, let's go out and go back because this level's a little broken with the pool.
You have to use the mouse. It's on the armrest.
Oh, I got this.
I know that there will be new levels. I don't know if there is any yet, but we're gonna find that out right now. I really enjoy that there's split screen. Like, that's always awesome.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Local co-op's the best.
Yeah, for sure.
Move the mouse. Use the mouse.
So, obviously, options maybe? Gameplay? I don't know if that's
anyway,
pretty standard.
Adam, while they're trying to figure this out silently, why don't you tell
screen? Silently,
same
yeah.
level.
So, if you don't know what it is, Who's Your Daddy? Ooh, we changed the...
orientation.
Yeah,
I don't know how the fuck I did that.
John, press start.
Who's Your Daddy is a one-on-one game where basically one person plays as the dad and one person plays as the baby. And if you're the dad, you've got to keep the baby from killing itself. And if you're the baby, you've got to kill yourself.
I'm some really... John, let me hit start again, please. Split screen, video, audio, key bindings, gameplay. This is the only level that I'm seeing, at least.
What? You guys are having an issue with the pool? Is that the problem?
No, I mean, you can't save the baby out of the pool, so if you wanted to as a baby, you could just beeline for the pool, make it, and then the dad can't do anything, so the baby could literally win every level.
You can't lock the screen door or anything?
You can, but there are ways for like the baby to go through the vent that you can't do. You can't do anything as a dad.
Well,
she's like, oh shit, the baby's outside because he went through the fucking
air duct. You're a better dad, and don't let your baby get to the pool.
Well, the opening and closing of doors is a little wonky because for some reason, the baby has just as high of a priority to open the door as the dad has to close it. So you're doing this weird dance, and eventually the baby can kind of like wiggle through enough to when the door closes.
It pushes him out.
It pushes him through the door. So you're just like, shit, like...
Yeah, basically, I could die every time.
Yeah,
no problem.
As the baby.
Because you go out of that bedroom door that you're in, take a hard left into the next bedroom, out the vent, and in the pool.
Yep.
Done.
Hell, you can even do the slow way like
now,
I was doing.
Now, if there's
and go
a
down
way
the stairs,
to save them with that noodle or the inner tube,
which is
I
what
can't
I kind
figure
of,
it out.
That's what I was trying to do as well when you hopped in the pool. I thought I'd be able to be like, hey, baby, here's a life tube. Save yourself. Nope.
And the dad gets a head start, right?
Can't you use it
barely?
On?
Like that's like, it.
Yeah. What's what we've been trying to do? Because both me and John just realized, like, hey, I can just run to the pool and win. So we were trying to do that. It doesn't work. Because, like, watch, I'm gonna go out this door, I'm going to take a hard left. John, stop me from going in the pool. I dare you. Through the door.
I just locked this door. I won't even be able to get out now.
Oh, you're going to beat me outside.
So the glass door is locked?
Oh, you can lock it.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Yeah.
But there's nothing I can do to stop you from dropping out of this vent.
As soon as I'm through the vent, hey, what's up? Hey, Daddy.
He comes out of that vent.
So grab that inner tube thing and see if you can put it on the baby.
Yeah, try and put it on me before I go in the pool. Let's see if that works. See if you can beat me to the pool. Yeah. Oh, shit. Oh,
there you go.
Yeah, you totally can. Okay.
So now you just float around in the pool?
Yep. Yeah. Nice. I totally do. Nice. It's horseshit, Dad. Horseshit. Okay. Still, I mean, I still feel like this is, this favors the baby.
I don't know about that. I'm going to lock you outside.
Careful, there's a barbecue outside.
There's no fire till I find some. I just feel like the game is fun. And honestly, it kind of reminds me a lot of Goat Simulator. Lock just kind of, or I Am Toast. Just the super silly kind of...
I Am Bread.
I Am Bread, you're right. Just those super silly games that kind of play with physics a little bit. It just seems a little one-sided. Honestly, I'm going to be surprised if I can't kill myself at this point.
Actually, I've locked you outside, so if you can't find a way to kill yourself, you're kind of boned.
Wow, all right.
So
maybe it just took more exploration. Oh, shit, that's a ladder to the roof.
So Raylan says whoever created this game is pretty fucked up, so why don't you tell us about
the developer is Evil Tortilla Games.
I've got a giant stick, motherfucker. I wonder if I can use... John, come outside. I want to see if I can push you with this, because it's kind of long. I wonder if I can push Daddy away. No, Daddy, don't touch me.
He's trying to trick me. What?
Do you lock it when you come back out? I just want to see. It's all long and shit. I don't know what I can do with this. See if I can keep you away from
it. You could fish the baby out with it.
Ooh, maybe you could fish your baby out with it. Maybe it's a dad item and not a baby item. I'm out front, actually. I'll come back to you.
See the baby like crawling around with this huge ass thing.
Yeah, I kind of want you to.
Turn around, Adam. You're way too slow.
Oh, I'm going the wrong way. All right. Yeah, I guess you are a full grown adult.
Basically, Evil Tortilla Games was founded in 2016.
Can I push you away with it?
During the development of this game. No, the developer's name is Joe Williams.
Hi, Joe.
And he continues to update it. Actually,
I can make you stand on it. That's pretty sweet.
Pretty sure that I saw fix that floaty thing. So, yeah.
I don't know. He still looks pretty floaty.
He's talking about the thing you're wearing.
The floating device.
It didn't used to work.
Right.
Can I drop this? I can't drop it. I want to see if you could pick it up and do something with it.
John can take it from you.
Take it from me. Do something with it. See if you can herd me like cattle.
That's so funny. The little baby holds
just like this giant thing.
I can't figure out how to take stuff.
Right trigger.
Everything seems to interact with right trigger.
Left trigger.
But, hold on.
You can't just pick the baby up.
No.
Yeah. You think like, oh shit, baby's drowning in the pool. I better grab it. No, can't do that in this game.
See how this pool doesn't interact for me?
No, I see that. And once
do it
I
over
have
the
it,
baby. Do it over the baby.
Oh, it's a pool cleaner. I wonder if you could scoop me out of the pool with this.
Where the fuck were you two minutes ago? We just said that.
All right, I'm going to try and kill myself, John, and we're going to try and scoop me in.
So you can't drop it?
No.
Okay.
No. I can't. I can't literally not drop this item.
Try and...
Apparently the baby doesn't know how to let go of shit.
Adam, stop moving.
Okay, I'm done moving. John, take it from me.
Hover over the baby?
I've done that like 100 times.
Did you do anything?
It looks like at a certain point you get some sort of baby. Oh, that's just what, like a life thing? Health?
Yeah.
Danger?
Yeah, so you can see how...
Daddy wins.
Oh, there you go.
All right, so I'm going to grab the pool skimmer this time. You hop in the pool. I'm going to see if I can scoop you out with it. So give me a second before you hop in the pool.
You get as much time as it takes me to get there, buddy.
Somebody on the Steam forum did ask about new maps. And the developer says that their development team is definitely looking into creating new maps. But right now they're working on two new game modes that are going to come out next month.
Like Save the Daddy? Baby Saves the Daddy?
No, it's... let's see, what is it called?
All right, John, I got the pool skimmer.
There's one called The Hungry Games.
Oh, you got
which is basically you're all playing as the babies and trying to kill each other, and the object is to stay alive until mom gets home.
Oh, what?
And
so
then
that would be interesting because everything seems to interact in some sort of like personal way.
Right.
So I'm kind of curious as to how you would sabotage other people. John, where are you at? Let me
and
know when you go.
The other mode is called The Great Dad Olympics. And basically, you're all just playing as dads trying to do complete chores in a chosen amount of time. Probably before the mom comes home, still.
So you've got to mouse over him to get him.
I can't.
Yeah.
Even with the pool skimmer. Hold on, let me get... Oh, I didn't have enough time. So the pool skimmer does nothing. I don't know like, either person can grab it.
So make sure you get to that float real quick.
Yeah, apparently.
Raylan says, I feel like Meth Head Mom would be a good one, too.
Yeah. You're just putting, like, foam noodles on everything so your baby can't leave, like, a 4-square-foot area while you smoke a rock?
Or, like, what if it's a mode where you're playing as the mom trying to kill the dad because you let the fucking baby die?
Oh, shit. Now you're getting dark like my Auschwitz simulator, man.
No, I don't think it was that bad.
Oh, look at you being all tricksy, throwing on the floaty on me. Did you outside and get that before I even started? Wow. Impressed,
see,
John.
Hey, you are a good father.
Okay, so... One thing I've noticed, now that me and John have started to experiment a little bit and we're not just trying to race each other to die, it looks like the day, yeah, because now you're fucking with chemicals, I could probably get in there and drink some Listerine. You son of a bitch. Oh, I got some window cleaner though, you motherfucker.
So, John, there's medicine around the map that you can give him to heal his sickness?
Oh, God, I was taking the medicine.
I feel like this game gets more competitive the more you play it and start to figure out, like, yeah, experiment a little bit. No, stay away from the baby.
Give it to the baby.
Baby doesn't want any of your shit. I'll stab you with this fork. Back. Yeah. 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 Give me my fork back,
you
son of a bitch.
You already gave it to him, John. It's not in your hands anymore.
Yeah.
I can't fork. Get it. Ah.
Get the fork.
What was moving me?
I'm going to put my booty to you. I'm going to use that baby booty to block that fork steal. Get away. Get away, you son of a bitch.
I can't do this game.
Motherfucker. Yeah. Yeah. I'm on top of dad.
It's definitely an entertaining game, though.
This would be a fun game to play drunk.
Yeah, it would.
For sure.
Fry myself.
I'd imagine you son of a bitch. We'll probably play this game again, so...
Yeah, oh, baby wins.
Look at that leg.
So, apparently, as a baby, you are strong enough to when your dad takes a fork from you, you can go, no, motherfucker, give that back, and then stick it in a power outlet.
I think maybe babies are stronger than you think they are.
Well, yeah, well, look at that dad's shoulders, and I can understand why he's a weak little pussy. Because you're just like, oh, I got noodles for
like
arms.
Bent in half.
Yeah.
Well, did you see his biceps, though?
Yeah, he can do a lot of this. Can't do a lot of baby saving.
I don't
it's
know.
A difference.
His arms
it's a difference
are like
of movement.
Fucking balloons.
Yeah, he may have some like, circulation.
I feel like
problems
there's some sort
there.
Of some cropping issue going on.
I feel like there's a definite need to upgrade a little bit
on the engine, right? Like polish a few things.
Oh yeah, but I
maybe.
Just also...
But it is kind of funny as it is too. Like,
oh, no, for sure, it is. It's fun. It's funny, but just like Ghost Simulator, just like I Am Bread. I mean, I Am Bread seems like the most challenging out of all of these little niche games.
The videos we watched were two people playing on one keyboard. That's why it was challenging.
Okay, fair enough. That's a valid point.
Which I think that'd be fun too, but I feel like we'd be ripping them off.
I mean, I don't know how you would play baby and dad with two keep or with two people on each person. I'm literally just gonna let you kill yourself. I hate babies.
John, you should just play online.
I think it would be more fun when you can't see.
That could be.
That does not sound like a good life.
Well,
I think it'd be more fun if I was blind.
I just mean it would be more fun if he can't see where I'm going all the time.
That's true. Oh, it's really easy when looking? I can screen watching. Yeah. I can just be like, "Where's John going?" and literally just follow you.
Play online, see what happens.
Yeah, go ahead, do it. Knock it out. Find a daddy. Find a daddy because it's easier to kill yourself as a baby.
I'm going to show
Fair
off.
Enough.
I'm going to showcase my Let's, baby slaying skills.
Are you looking for daddy?
Dr. Daddy?
I feel like that's a website.
No, it's LFD, looking for dick.
I guarantee you there's a website of women that are looking for daddies. In a sexual kind of manner.
Oh, I guarantee you. Know. Sugar daddy website.
This is a good
no,
test
no,
to
sugar
see
daddy,
how many
sort
other
of
people
fetish
are playing
daddy,
this game.
Like, I want to be a baby,
true,
you be
yeah.
a daddy.
Also,
probably also the sugar
my,
daddy, though. You're probably
my
right.
Laptop.
John, I can't handle this right now.
I think it's worked pretty well on your laptop so far.
So
I've seen it get a little choppy here and there.
I'm
but...
pretty proud of it. It's done good work for Daddy.
Yeah.
Not that that's just going to fly? All right, cool.
I
Sorry,
think this
I
game...
was taking a drink at the
yeah.
time.
Yeah, you guys are all
So
worthless.
Maybe while we're looking for Daddy, Adam should tell us about his gadget.
I can absolutely do that. I think this game would be great if you just like left this.
This is not a gadget.
I know it's not. If you left this on during a party with just two controllers out and let people kind of fuck around, then it could be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You know, and then get people kind of fucking around, exploring the house together. But as far as, like, two people sitting down and trying to get down on some competitive, or versus play, rather, I don't think this is the game for that. So.
I don't know. You guys have been doing pretty good so far.
If it gets to be too long, John, just go back to split screen.
Yeah.
And I feel like everybody's looking for daddies because they want to be the baby.
Have Adam.
I bet you this
have
super
real,
fast.
Have the real Adam play against you.
Oh, yeah. Here you go. Get down.
So your gadget
is called Classon. Taken design for a seamless cycling experience. So what it is it's a smart helmet. It doesn't have speakers built into it or anything like that. All it does is it has a gyroscope and a accelerometer in it. So as you slow down, it picks up the fact that you're slowing speed. Little brake light pops up. As you lean over for a curve or for a turn, one way or the other, little blinker pops up on one side of the of your helmet or the other. It also has a camera in the front and a camera in the back. Camera in the front doesn't really explain why it's there, because it says, oh, it's there to check stuff in your blind spot, but you're looking forward, so you should be paying attention to those things. The camera in the back literally just gives you a flash on the left side or on the right side on what they're calling the heads-up display, but it's literally just the brim of the helmet in front of your eyes has a set of LEDs in it, and you just get little flashing sequences to give you different signals. So if, like, the left side of that little lip starts to flash, you know, hey, there's a car coming up on my left side. Same thing with the right side. And just really, it's just a smart light system for your head as you bicycle. That's pretty handy with how many people cycle through the city.
Yeah, I was telling the guys before you, Raylan says forward camera, that's just a GoPro.
Exactly, right? I kind of feel the same way. It's not really doing anything for you because you got your peepers.
What we were saying before you came in the studio was that I imagine that like people in New York and San Francisco and Seattle bought this.
Oh yeah, this is definitely
so
like
so many like bike messengers and shit.
That's what I'm saying. This is a bike messenger or someone that lives in the city and works in the city and commutes on a bike daily.
Oh, you healed me.
And I think that that's a genius idea. Like this is great for someone that literally rides a bike instead of like doesn't own a car, owns a fixed speed and rides 20 blocks to work every day in traffic. Because you're an idiot, and for some reason you feel like you need to ride in the fast lane. I don't get it. Bike lanes are next to the shoulder. But yeah, that's really all it does. Like, you can charge it and stuff like that. I didn't see a battery lifetime on there, but I'm sure there is one. Let's find out real quick.
What do you have, baby?
A taser.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Because apparently I leave it behind the couch. There's my taser. Oh,
it also has safety lights to where it will flash your hazards once it doesn't detect enough light. So if you're riding at night, it just gives a flashing light behind you and in front of you for kind of like those little flashing bike lights that you can clamp to like the front or underneath your seat.
Well, gives like you blinkers on cars.
Yeah, but it's more like a hazard, though. You know, it's continually beep or continually blinking. Doesn't matter what you're doing. I'm still duper duper duping.
What I think is impressive about this is that their goal was $30,000, and they already doubled it. And there's still like 20 days left on the Kickstarter.
Super early bird's $100,
and it's gone.
Yeah, the extended or super early bird was $129. The normal early bird's $149. Kickstarter special's $200. So it looks like it's probably going to run you a little over. When in production, the Classon helmet will retail starting at $300. That's actually pretty cheap for a helmet that you're going to wear every day if you live in the city. And it also says that it has built-in navigation. This is something I didn't notice because I didn't read far enough into the article, unfortunately. Is it actually has navigation built in, so you can link it to your phone, and that heads-up light that blinks when there's a car coming will actually, as you approach an intersection, blink and let you know which way you need to turn.
To get out of the way?
No, to get to your destination.
Oh, okay.
So, I don't know if, like, if you have the GPS on, maybe the blind spot detector doesn't work. Because it's like, take a left. By the way, there's a car on your left, so don't turn yet. And it's just the same blinking lights. You just get, like, ran the fuck over. I still like the fact that it's just smart helmets. Like, we've talked about a smart motorcycle helmet before. This is a smart bicycle helmet. I just love this drive to make people that ride on two wheels safer on the road. And that's just what this is pushing for. And I'm a fan of that. I'm sorry, I'm still looking for battery life here, though.
I'm a fan of me, too.
Rewards. Specs, here we go.
John, that's like the most you've said in the last, like, 10 minutes.
So it's 2.5 hours to use and an hour to charge.
A focus daddy.
Oh, actually, this is yet another thing I didn't check out, and that is my own fault. is the internal memory is 4 gigabytes, which means it saves up to 6 hours of video. So that front camera actually does act like a GoPro.
We were wondering, like, this thing isn't able to put out HD video, at least that we could see.
Hell no.
At least that we could see what GoPros can. GoPros can put out 1080.
Yeah, GoPros are a solid block of tech, though. This is something that's worked into the shell of a helmet. So yeah. I imagine that the hardware inside of that shell is not nearly as advanced as something that's built for the hardware.
No, it just has gyroscopes and stereoscopes or whatever you said it was. So, like, it can know orientation and speed, but...
Uh-oh.
The game crashed. Mom wins.
Mom came home.
Yeah.
You got to use the mouse.
So I would just like to say, why is my taser behind the couch? And two, why as a full-grown man can I not take it from a baby?
There's a lot of weird things about this, right? Like, you think as an adult you could just...
First off, I really like the Evil Tortilla logo.
Yeah.
That was dope.
Yeah. I feel like... What Twitch streamers get that we don't get to hear right now is the music. And the music for the game is actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
Is it? Oh, okay. I just feel like, as an adult, if you're about to have a child, you should probably, you know, remove the bleach from under the sink before you bring the baby in.
That's what Raylan said. Like, this house is not baby-proofed at all.
Right. It's just like, someone gave me a child who has no experience or a mother to come home to help. Or just like, here, take care of this. I'm like, I got weird shit all over the house because I'm not stupid like a baby.
You know, Raylan asked a question for you on your gadget. She goes, what are the safety specs? Is it still safe with all that extra stuff in there?
It is still safe. It is safe like most helmets, though. Once it's cracked, once it's dropped too hard, it is no longer usable. So, just like any helmet, motorcycle helmet, bicycle helmet, it is a one-time use object. You know, once it's done, it's one thing in protecting your skull. It's done. Now, if you take a spill on your bike and you kind of scrape your head across the ground a little bit, you know, maybe you wouldn't even have hit it if the helmet wasn't there, but because of the buffer of the helmet, it hit the concrete a little bit. It's going to be fine, just like most helmets. However, you take a gnarly spill, you get hit by a car, you dump it while you're bombing down a hill.
Oh, shit.
It's gone, you know, because that's the whole thing is. Yeah. Just like an airbag, once it does what it's supposed to do, it cannot do that function anymore.
Danny jukes.
But, I mean, at the end of the day,
that's
one thing that I was thinking about with these smart motorcycle helmets. It's like, yes, especially for the motorcycle helmets. It's $1,500 for a helmet. That's fucking expensive. But I wear my helmet almost every day, and I have yet to put my bike down in 5 years of riding. Knock on wood. Obviously, I'm also riding home tonight. But, yes, it's one-time use, which you think
that
is
was
quick.
Instant. I'm sorry. John got hit with the floaty in the water.
He was at the bottom.
Underwater, and he just...
Oh, can you do that?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
He just booped right
back. Like, oh, the baby's drowning. Awesome. Here's a floaty. I'm going to give the baby a floaty because my arms have weird shoulders, and I actually can't physically pick the baby up.
Eat the batteries. Eat all the batteries.
Nom, 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 the batteries.
Oh, batteries.
Nom noms.
During the game, it makes like a munching sound.
Does it really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yes. I had all the nom noms, Daddy.
And when you good batteries.
And then when you drink the like gross fluids, it goes...
And also, so this is actually, again, I am sorry for not being nearly as researched as I should be. The back camera not only recognizes things coming up in your blind spot. Excuse me. It also records, and it says HD video for the front and the back. So it's got to be at least decent video. I'm thinking at least 720. It's obviously not recording in 4K, but it's got to be better than 360 if it's claiming HD. And one thing that I actually kind of liked about the helmet...
And wait, what? It has to claim what if it's claiming HD?
Better than 360.
480.
Is that the HD cutoff?
That's the SD cutoff.
Oh.
480, gotcha. Then it goes to 720.
So what's the HD cutoff?
After 1080, it's then Ultra HD.
So what's the normal HD? 720?
HD is 720. True HD is 1080.
Okay. Because this is saying that the back camera and the front camera record your rides in HD. Not Super HD, not True HD, just high definition.
That's probably 1080, though, to be honest.
Probably, but it doesn't... That doesn't.
But at the same time, do you think that a 1080, 4 gigs, could save 6 hours?
No.
I don't think so either.
No, because it's... I've got some video footage of us playing, and it's 1080, and it's 22 gigs.
And how long is it?
40 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. And this right here says that 4 gigs of memory saves up to 6 hours of video.
Yeah.
So it makes me think that
they're... I'm thinking 480.
I'm thinking that their HD claim is a little... little boisterous, yeah.
Boisterous.
Boisterous, thank you. One thing that I do like about this helmet is it...
good move with the floaty real quick. Also, we're coming up on like almost an hour, so wrap
No, this is the last thing I actually have to say about it. Is so there are major contact points in your head, and it's the corners of your temple on the left and the right, obviously just above your forehead, and just in the back. They actually, right above your ear, which is almost kind of an in, not an incave, but a...
concave?
A concave of your skull. There are little holes on each side. An incave, you know, you can go spelunking. There are little holes right there because I don't know about you, but whenever I get off my motorcycle, I hate, and I will if I'm in a shady area, but I hate carrying my gloves, my glasses, and my helmet with me. I like to leave them on the bike. Nice thing about a motorcycle, especially a Harley, is people don't fuck with it at all. So I leave my shit on my bike most of the time, just try and keep it in eyesight. This, however, because it's a bike, people can pick up bikes. I mean, bikes are infamous for being stolen. These two little circle cutouts right above your ear, which are in a low impact zones, it's actually hollow through the helmet. So you can lock your helmet with your bike to the bike rack. And I thought that was pretty rad. You don't have to carry your shit as you go into the grocery store or into whatever you're doing at a friend's house. You can still lock up your bike, lock up your helmet. Everything's cool at the end of the day.
Nice. Well, if that's it, I've got a couple things to plug.
Yeah, absolutely. Please do.
If you're watching on Twitch right now, I've just linked our Drawful 2, our
Keep them in the fridge.
Part 2 video.
Freeze the baby.
It's actually playing up over your guys's capture, but it's just us.
Wait, do you have the Drawful video like up in the corner?
It's playing over the majority of the capture, and you guys are in the background.
I'm all right with that.
But all I'm doing is basically shamelessly showing, hey, look at the video I edited.
You should go watch that video so you can see it full screen.
Yeah. We have 2 Drawful videos up, part 1 and part 2. There will be more in the future, I guarantee it.
Did we play Fibbage recently?
No.
Okay, good. No.
But we should.
But we should.
Because I don't remember one of the nights I was here. And
let's see. What you should also be looking for is there will be some Resident Evil 7 footage out this week.
Oh God, fuck that game.
Yeah, I'm particularly susceptible to scary movies and scary.
Love scary movies, but scary games get me like they get you, man.
Such a pussy. So there will be some of that out this week. You can definitely see me jump out of my skin. And it's good stuff.
You know, it didn't really help that we had a summer storm while I was playing that.
Yeah.
And there's just like thunder outside, so it'd be like super quiet in the game, and all of a sudden thunder around you, and you, no, fuck that game.
I thought that helped quite a bit.
It did. I felt very immersed, terrified, absolutely terrified.
And there were
terrified.
Bats flying around.
Yeah. The bats were really cool, though. I think bats are rad.
Aside from that, Peter has promised me that there will be something from... another video that, you know, should not be mentioned right now. But something else up this week.
Is it Voldemort? Oh, sorry. I hope it's just Voldemort dancing. Just like Voldemort twerking with a white background.
With his face
for
makeup.
For like 4 minutes, yeah.
With his face makeup puffing out a little bit because you can see he's breathing through his nose, but he's not trying to.
Yeah. It's like inflating the latex just a little bit. Now I really need to see this.
But yeah, there's definitely going to be more content from us. Also, Maybe. Be sure to check out Comics Brew. We've got a couple different interesting playthroughs and videos coming out this week. And then, what do you guys got coming out in the near future?
Also, check out Bad Flicks every Thursday night. Me, John, Chad, and Garrett, we run through everything Hollywood from TV to movies, insider That's news, right, rumors, those. Announcements, deaths. I have a big thing about talking about famous people that have died. Kind of weird, I know. That's what I bring to the table.
Where the hell did you go?
Anything from Tinseltown, Bad Flicks covers. That's Thursday nights at 7. Like you said, Comics Brews is every Monday. Every Monday. And you can check out all 3 shows at lazynights.net if you don't want to go to the individual sites. The Lazy Nights captures everything for all of us. And if you go to any of our sites, click that fucking Amazon banner and go buy yourself some stuff from Amazon because you're going to. Doesn't cost you anything.
Raylan also says you guys talk about dicks a lot.
Yeah, we do.
On Bad Flicks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But
oh,
then, God, you know, yes. she says good stuff.
So, as long as you enjoyed that long D on Thursdays, it's all good. Yes, John.
I just want to comment how much of a winner that baby looks like right now.
Yeah. He looks like a Martian baby that has seen some shit.
All I'm saying is, I feel like it is so much harder to be the dad.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. You can easily kill yourself as the baby. This game is way one-sided.
I'm actually kind of glad Peter wasn't here tonight, just because he'd pick this game apart and it wouldn't be fun to watch anymore.
I got a little bored about halfway through the recording.
No,
still...
you could never tell. Yeah,
but then we started experimenting and trying to figure out what we could do. But I still enjoyed it.
Which is probably what you should do finally, anyway. Yeah. But...
You finally tubed me, by the way, and I was impressed.
Yeah.
He tubed you underwater.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he did that once, but...
You weren't impressed by that?
No,
You were almost dead.
I was more impressed by him tubing me before I got out this time. You upped your game.
This game makes me want to bring in Goat Simulator, even though it's way old.
Nah, there's nothing wrong. Dude, what? You and I are working through a playthrough of Portal right now.
That's true.
Shut up.
Yeah, that came out yesterday, man.
Yeah,
I never played it before.
Really?
Yeah.
Is there anything else you guys want to plug before we sign out tonight?
I don't think so. I think we're good to...
I think we covered it all.
Yep. I think we're good to go.
Right on. Well, thanks everybody for listening, and hopefully we have a full cast back next Monday.
Yeah. Yay. See you guys next week.
Goodbye.